Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to spend a little time talking with you today about a subject that I get asked about quite a bit. And it's a subject that also, there's a lot of confusion and misunderstanding and some ignorance. But the ignorance is might not be where you think it is. So with that set up, I want to talk about a financial product called a variable annuity. Variable annuity. Technically, they are tax-sheltered deferred annuities under the tax code. And what they are is they are an insurance product. They are sold and offered by insurance agents who are also registered or licensed for securities. So typically you'll see them offered by broker-dealers, stock brokerage firms, wirehouses. The independent advisor might offer it, but they have to be tied into a broker-dealer firm because those are the folks that have the agreements with the insurance companies to sell those products, and they have the proper licensing. So what happens is if you put your money into a variable annuity, the account is held by the insurance company, and there are investments inside of that annuity that you can choose from that are kind of like a mutual fund. They're technically called sub-accounts. And so you have these mutual fund-like investments inside what is often referred to as a tax-deferred wrapper. Now, interestingly, a lot of people will buy them without regard or ignoring the tax deferral aspect. And when I say that, I mean that a lot of people buy them for their IRAs. I think last year or the year before, something like, I don't know, $100 billion went into annuities that was IRA money. So, you know, tax deferral is good for an annuity when you're talking about regular money, but it's not really relevant. It's kind of moot when it comes to IRA money. But you can put regular money, IRA money into an annuity. And the reason I wanted to bring up the variable annuity today and talk with you about it is not to provide the definition per se, but I want to talk a little bit about some of the areas where there's confusion, because it's frustrating, to be candid with you. It's a little frustrating when I see people come in to meet with me, which is good. I like to help people, and that's what I'm in business to do. But when they come in and they have such a twisted or distorted or just the wrong kind of understanding about how it is that the annuity is supposed to work, very often they don't know what the fees are. A lot of times they don't understand or misunderstand how major things work with the annuity. So I want to talk about a couple key things. First, I've already mentioned it, is the fees. In fact, I have a real life example. I'm working with a couple, and they came in and they have several variable annuities, several of them, and a lot of money in them. And I got to talking with her. The wife came in to talk with me, and the husband's coming in next time we meet. And I'm talking with her about the fees. And just to give you a flavor, listen to this. I'm talking with her, and I said, well, tell me about the fees. And she didn't really understand them. She goes, well, look at it for me, and you help me understand it, because I don't really understand the fees. Now, here comes the frustration. You know, that's the financial advisor's job. I'm trying to think of a good analogy here. If you're going to have somebody do work on your car, the dealership, and they say, well, you know, we'll fix it, you're going to want to know what it's going to cost. So let me give you an example. This woman came in, and let's see, we've got fees on these annuities that range anywhere from 3%, 2.9%, all the way up to, I think the worst one was 4.4%. Now, you say, well, that doesn't sound that bad, David. You know, a lot of times there's a charge to get into something, but unfortunately, that's every year. So that's crazy. 4.4% a year. Now, part of the problem is that these annuities have a lot of features, riders, they call them, options, and a lot of times people do not understand how they work. So if you have a variable annuity, ask the advisor to tell you precisely what you're paying. Go to your contract and make sure you understand what you're paying, because it might be a lot more than you think it is. Paying 4% a year just to be able to own the investment, think about that. You've got to earn 4% just to break even. And imagine if the market falls. You know, when the stock market fell back in 2008, we look in our rearview mirror 5 years ago, we're about at the low point that, you know, when things really started to go down, and then it reached its worst by March of 2009. 4 years ago. But imagine the market dropping 30 or 40% and then lose another 4% on top of that. Ouch. So fees are a big thing that are misunderstood about variable annuities. Some variable annuities are not that expensive. And there's lots of different types of annuities. Variable annuities are just one of the types of annuities. There are immediate annuities. There are fixed annuities. There are index annuities. Variable annuity is just one of the four types, but I'm getting a lot of questions about them. For whatever reason, people seem to be aware more. I don't know. But the fees are something you really need to understand. Now, I'm going to take a short break. Lisa's telling me we need to take the break. I'd like to just go straight through, but I will take a quick break. We'll come back. I want to talk about some of the other parts. If you have a variable annuity, you don't want to miss this. Stay tuned.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back, and I'm doing a little talk today about variable annuities because I've gotten lots of questions about them. And so I talked about fees before the break. Just make sure you know what it is. If you don't know, go to somebody, ask your advisor. If you're not real confident about their answer or you can't get a hold of them, maybe they recommended it a few years ago and they've moved on to another firm, get a second opinion. Have somebody tell you. I just did this for this lady that came in to meet with me, and I'm going to be showing her this. I haven't shown it to her yet. I'm going to be meeting with her soon and saying, okay, here are the fees. Did you know you're paying these fees? And then let's talk about the other parts of the annuity. A couple things also about a variable annuity you need to know. The big thing that is important to know about the variable annuity is by definition, it is a security. And that means that a security is something that can go up and down in value. And so if the market, you know, we've seen markets, the stock market improve. And when it does improve, of course, if it's something's invested in it, a variable annuity invested in the market can go up in value, and that's great, but it can also go down. So the other thing to know about variable annuity is you have those investments inside it called subaccounts. Well, how many do you have? I just met with another couple, different couple, okay? And they had all of their money, and it's a pretty good size account. They had all of their money in just two investments inside of their account. Now, very often, with a variable annuity, you have a lot of choices inside that annuity. And so if you take advantage of that, and of course, this is the advisor's job. They should be advising you ongoing. It should not be a Ron Popeil, set it and forget it like a rotisserie chicken cooker, okay? It's something that needs to be looked at ongoing because it may be that the funds you originally selected, maybe they've fallen out of favor, they're not doing as well. Maybe they've been downgraded for their Morningstar rating. Maybe because different parts of the market have grown at different times, your portfolio's not as diversified as it was, or you're kind of flying sideways, you don't know it. There's lots of reasons to look at your investments, but diversification is a big one. And so take a look at that. Now, one of the other questions that comes up frequently that I have from people is taxation. And from a tax standpoint, annuities, because of their special treatment under the tax code, and a variable annuity is one of those, that there's no taxation on that annuity until you draw money out. When you draw the money out, it's ordinary income. What that means in plain English is that you don't get capital gain treatment. You have to pay regular income tax. So if you're in the 15 or 25% bracket, any income you pull out of that annuity that hasn't been taxed yet, you're going to pay at that rate, whatever you're. So if you've already got, you know, enough income that you pretty much are maxed out the 15% bracket, if then you take money out of your variable annuity and that next dollar, it goes into the next bracket, it might be a 25% bracket. So you need to pay attention to that. Now the good news is the money you put in originally into the annuity, and this applies to pretty much all of the annuities, you don't pay tax on that again when you take it out, but the interest comes out first. Last in, first out. LIFO is the treatment for annuities. Now, if you happen to own an annuity, regardless of the type, in an IRA, every dollar that comes out is taxable as ordinary income. Same with a 401k. Doesn't really matter what you invest your IRA in. When you draw money out, it's going to be taxed. Now, let me regroup here, and because I'm talking about variable annuities today, because I've had questions about that of late, but variable annuities is just one of the types of annuities. You have the other three major types: the immediate annuity, which pays you like a pension income, but when you're done with it, when you die, the insurance company keeps the money. You have the traditional fixed annuity that pays a fixed rate. You might be earning a couple of percent on that right now. I actually just spoke to a woman on the phone who called me to ask me about a renewing annuity she has that's paying her a 3% rate. And she wanted to know if there was anything better that she could do. And fixed rate? Not really. That's pretty good for a fixed annuity. And the rates have come down quite a bit, as well as, you know, along with all the other interest rates. So the rates on fixed annuities right now are just a couple of percent. Maybe you could get 3%, but you got to lock in for a long, long time. And then the fourth type is the index annuity or fixed index annuity, where your principal is protected. You earn interest tied to the market, but your principal's not at risk. You don't get all the market's upside. You get part of it. And you do also have a fixed rate option if you want. So it's kind of a hybrid. You can have a fixed interest rate and also a rate that varies according to how the market performs. So sometimes people get a little twisted up on the type of annuity that is what they have or what's been recommended to them. There are going to be times when each of those four annuities, the immediate, the fixed annuity, the index annuity, and the variable annuity are going to be appropriate. And so a word of caution, if somebody only can offer one of those products or their company strongly encourages them, shoves them to recommend a particular product, then that's the one they're going to recommend. So when you're dealing with somebody and evaluating annuity, be sure to ask how much latitude the advisor has, because if they only can, for example, if they only can offer you a variable annuity because of their employment arrangement, what do you think you're going to get? It's not that complicated. All right, one more quick break, says Lisa. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. Okay, so I saved the best for last. One of the most confusing areas for people dealing with annuities, not just variables, but also with other types of annuities, is the subject of income riders or riders in general. A rider is an extra benefit that you may or may not pay for. It might be optional. It might be automatically included. But generally, the term rider means it's an extra feature that quote unquote rides on top of the annuity. That's why they call it a rider. So if they have a death benefit rider where it provides or confers extra death benefit, if you die with the annuity, then we're going to give your heirs the highest value your annuity ever reached. There's a death benefit built in. Or there's an income rider, meaning that the annuity is designed to give you income in some fashion. Or there's a long-term care rider that the annuity will offer some degree of long-term care insurance as part of the product. So these are all riders. Most of the time, the rider has a charge. And so this is where some of the confusion also occurs with fees. You say, well, I got my annuity. It's costing 1% for the investments and another 1% for the insurance company. I'm only paying 2%. Well, then you look a little closer and you find out you're paying maybe another 1% or 2% for the rider that you've selected. You could very easily, like the woman that I'm going to be meeting with, who asked me to look at her annuity she has now, she's paying 4.4% on one of her annuities. Now you say, well, that's not that much. It is. Boy, it's a lot. You got a $100,000 account, you're paying 4.4%, you're paying $4,400 a year, and you got to make that up to break even. So let me talk a little bit about some of the riders where people have gotten twisted up. I'm going to talk about the income rider. Income riders have become very popular both for index annuities and for variable annuities. For the variable annuity, it's a way to kind of give the owner of the policy, the annuity, a guarantee of some fashion, even though the variable annuity by its very nature is a security, which means it can go down. So what happens is you have the variable annuities invested, you know, in the market, stock market, bonds, mutual funds, you know, these things that are inside it that are called subaccounts. But then there's also this separate mechanism that allows the owner of the policy to turn on an income in the future that is guaranteed. And when I say guaranteed, it's fixed and it's backed up by the, as the insurance companies have, a disclosure that says backed by the credit paying ability of the insurance company. That's a mouthful. So in other words, they back up that payment and they're going to pay you. So if the annuity has a feature where, say, based on what you put in, it'll pay you $1,000 a month as a guarantee of income. When you, quote unquote, flip the switch, then that's a nice guarantee to have. You're going to pay for it, but it's a nice guarantee in the event that the stock market has fallen substantially, which means that your annuity's value has fallen substantially. Now, that's the nice part about the rider. The problem is there's a lot of different types, and you need to look very, very closely at exactly how those riders work. And I'll give you an example from my recent little research project for this woman that I was mentioning earlier. She's got several types of annuities, and they all work a little differently. And it took us a lot of time, actually, to figure them out. And this is what we do every day. So it's not for the uninformed or the weak. It is a pretty complicated thing to figure out how these various annuities work. And so make sure you understand them. For example, in order for her to get her income from one of these annuities, and in other words, to get the benefit of that income rider, she has to do what we call annuitization. She has to annuitize the annuity. That means that she has to give the money to the insurance company. The money becomes the insurance company's money, and then they give her a guarantee of income the rest of her life. If she were to die prematurely, there's no money left. How about that? So in other words, you've turned that variable annuity into a pension. You've turned it into an immediate annuity, in effect. Or instead of it being for lifetime, maybe they'll pay out for a 10 or 15 or 20 year period. What happens if you live past that? Well, you're out of money. So you see how this can get very confusing. Now, I think the ideal is that you get an income guarantee, and this is what I would look for, is want an income guarantee, a lifetime income that will last no matter how long I live, single life, joint life with a spouse. And if I die prematurely, there's money left over for my heirs. I had a client one time that I had recommended an annuity for him based on his retirement plans, and we had chosen one that would let him protect his money from the market. He wanted an index annuity, and his money was safe. He earned interest on the annuity tied to the market, and it had an income guarantee for his lifetime, which is pretty nice. It was going to give him a lot of income, and made him comfortable. He had other investments. This wasn't all he had. And we were managing other monies directly in the market with mutual funds, and we had a nice portfolio for him. Well, he took income for about a year after he retired, and very sadly, he died only a year after retiring and having drawn this income. The silver lining is that his family got the full value of that annuity, what he put in, plus what it made, minus what he took out. The insurance company didn't keep it. They got it. So be real careful with these riders when you pick them. And I've got one more quick break to get in. We'll come right back, and I'll give you a couple other things to be on the lookout for. Stay tuned.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
And we're back. One more word on the rider for annuities, okay? Don't get me wrong. I think they're very, very effective when you use them correctly. But there's a lot of confusion because, you know, part of the, dare I say, the promotion of annuities, especially as it relates to these guarantees that they offer, is it's real easy to misunderstand, and it's also real easy for an advisor, a financial person, not to understand how they work themselves because these things are complicated. So I had somebody recently that had come in to meet with me, wanted a second opinion on their annuity, and this person was under the distinct impression that this income guarantee had a feature where the value was going up every year and that this was a guaranteed value. And part of the confusion is that you have the account value, which is what the actual, you know, value of the investments inside the annuity. Then you have this other value that's the income value that the income is based on. And so there's these different values. One's real and one's really kind of it's a shadow. It's only if you take the income and you can't walk away with it. You know, sometimes the insurance company or the advisor, the financial person say, well, you're going to get guaranteed 6 or 7 or 8% every year on this annuity. No, 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 no. That is for purposes of calculating the income. That's not a walk-away value. There is no product in the marketplace today that I'm aware of, that's for my compliance department, that I'm aware of that will give you a guarantee of 6 or 7%. It doesn't exist. Rates are too low. But the annuities, some of these annuities are presented in a way that you get a guarantee of an increase in your income. But you got to draw the income over your lifetime, and then when you die, there's nothing left. So is that really a guarantee of 6 or 7%? You know the answer. It's not. So when you are presented with an annuity, make sure you understand how these features work. Again, used correctly, they're beautiful as part of an overall plan. They can take a lot of stress away. They can give you income you cannot live. They can give you opportunity to achieve a lot of different goals, but it should only be part of your overall plan. It should not be something that you look to for liquidity, because by their very nature, you're making a commitment with that insurance company. It's a long-term investment, and it is not designed to be, you know, used as a your emergency fund. So it should be, you need to have your cash, you need to have other liquid money. And just make sure before you get an annuity, you understand it. If you have one now, you don't understand it, get a second opinion and get it quick. All right, we're out of time. Be sure to tune in next time.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.